The most fanciful reports came from Pennsylvania Governor Andrew Curtin, who was terrified the Confederates would occupy his state and had assembled his own makeshift spy operation. Curtin delivered to McClellan and Lincoln second and even third-hand information from his constituents, whom he also vouched for as reliable and truthful, that Lee had as many as 200,000 men ready to march on the state capital at Harrisburg, and that the rebels had another 250,000 concentrated in Virginia to menace Washington. Convinced from all these reports that he faced 120,000 rebels, McClellan, whose army by September 10th was less than 20 miles from Frederick, dared not move quickly or strike boldly for fear of losing again. He finally put his force in motion on September 12th to hunt for Lee, telegraphing to Halleck that he believed the Confederates had marched out of Frederick. McClellan had no idea why the rebels had done this. He would find out the next day with one of the greatest intelligence coups ever dropped into a general's lap. The windfall came not from Pinkerton or any other federal spy, but instead from a Union Army corporal sitting in a meadow near Frederick, warming himself in the sun. Though Lee expected his 40 threadbare brigades to live largely off the land, he needed to open a minimal supply line south through the Shenandoah Valley, at least to bring up ammunition. Without that avenue open, he would be isolated and cut off as he moved north. But standing in the way of his valley supply line, like a roadblock, were the Union garrisons of some 12,000 men at Harper's Ferry and Martinsburg. Lee decided to detach 2/3 of his army to capture Harper's Ferry. Dividing his force, which was already half the size of McClellan's, was risky. But Lee calculated he could seize the garrison and reunite his army before the slow-moving McClellan reacted. With his supply base to the south secured and stocks at Harper's Ferry replenishing his army, Lee could continue north into Pennsylvania unchallenged, and with McClellan in the dark about his movements and intentions, threaten Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington.